adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim and a Marine sergeant have gone on a lonely and dangerous scouting mission through a steaming jungle swamp on Thorson's Island to discover, if possible, a weak point in the tough defense being put up by the native guards. Their audacious plan works, and they succeed in silencing a half a dozen machine gun nests. Meanwhile, Thorson has deserted all his followers, and to ensure their complete destruction, he sets a time fuse to the powder magazine. Just as Jungle Jim reports back to the camp of Captain Swain, who is in command of the landing force of Marines, the very earth trembles with the force of a tremendous explosion whose reverberations can still be heard.
There's the end of their campaign, Jim.
Why, Captain, I can hardly believe my eyes. The whole castle just seemed to jump into the air and then fall into pieces.
Yeah.
It's like a magician's trick. What could have happened?
Well, only one thing could have accomplished such a task. A few tons of TNT or cordite.
Yeah, but why? Who could have done it? It must have been an accident. Captain, I left Sergeant Mullins up there. We've got to find him. Come on, there's no time to waste.
No, take it easy. Nothing but a miracle could save anyone that was in that upheaval.
Yeah, but we can try.
We're going to. If the outer ring of guns were only spattered with dust from the explosion, they still could be dangerous. Where was Mullins?
In a concrete pillbox, right at the corner of the wall.
Concrete pillbox? Well, if it was reinforced, he's as safe as a babe in its mother's arms.
I'd like to believe that, but I can't somehow, Captain.
Well, we'll find out very soon. But I can't expose these men to the kind of firepower those guards dish out before I find out whether they will or not.
Well, let's go back to the swamp, then. We'll get around them.
Attention, men!
Attention!
Now, we're going to follow Jungle Jim Bradley on a trail through the swamp. Keep your rifles and ammunitions over your head. Ready, Jim?
You give the word, Captain.
March!
Order!
Look, Captain.
Pretty swampy here,
all right. Most of those native guards have deserted their positions. Could have gone straight through on dry land instead of through this stinking hole. Yeah, but I guess we should be thankful for the protection of this marsh.
Yeah.
Without it, Mullins and I never would have gotten through in the first place.
Certainly a tough place to follow a trail in. Did you mark your way through here, Jim?
No, the sound of the guns gave us an orienting point the last time.
Oh.
But I've been using a compass just now.
What's that? It sounded like a call. Listen.
Something, but your guess is as good as any other.
My guess is that someone is sort of under a load of that debris on or down an elevator shaft.
Well, they had a shaft under the castle, but no doubt it's so filled up now, not a sound could come through it.
Uh-huh.
Hello! Hello, Jungle Jim!
What? Why, that's like the voice of Sergeant Mullins.
Well, don't let your imagination carry you too far, Jim. It could be a noise from someone trapped in there. But Mullins, I wouldn't bet on it. Cover, Hoff!
Cover, Hoff! Hello!
All right, man. Dig in there.
Come on. Take a look alive, boys. Get
a
dig in there.
Dig in there. Yeah, that's Mullins. You're right, Jim. I'd know that unmelodious voice anywhere. Mullins! Stop that cackling. You sound like a wild goose.
Suppose you go and take a good jump in the lake, whoever you are.
Yes, I'd say that was Mullins. And in a completely unhurt condition. He had two prisoners, too, Captain.
Come on, keep hustling there. We haven't got all day to dig that big lunk out of there. Sergeant Mullins.
Yes, sir.
Can you open the latch of this door?
It's open, sir.
It must be stuck, then, Captain.
Well, come on. Let's give it a yank together. Here we go. Come on. Heave!
Oh,
heave!
Oh, thank God. And thank you, sir. Good morning, Captain.
Did you just tell me to go jump in a lake?
Who, me, sir? Oh, gosh, Captain. Why, anyone who says I'd even think of saying such a thing is a liar, sir.
I see. Well, I thought I heard it. Anyway, I'm glad to see you, Mullins.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations on your good fortune.
Me too, Sergeant. Didn't know where we'd find you, if at all.
Well, it wasn't exactly fun, Jim. I felt like I was inside a football at a big college game. What really happened anyway sounded like Gabriel blowing his horn. Or the end of something, if not the world.
Well, it's the end of our struggle here and the end of Thorson's Island as a menace to our defense program. And I hope an end to Thorson.
You hope. Are people supposed to let such buildings fall on them and live? Don't judge human beings by Sergeant Mullins here. The comparison's unfair.
To whom?
Not to Mullins.
By George. I bet he tried anyway.
Who? What?
Thorson. Maybe he did get away.
Oh, no, don't be silly. How could he?
There must have been a submarine in the underground harbor. The one that shelled Kennedy's ship and was chased when one of our planes was heard.
All right, these men. How do you know that the explosion wasn't accidental?
I don't, but if it wasn't, and the chances are 50-50, then someone set it off. And if anyone did that, it was Thorson. And he'd only do it if he had some scheme of saving his own hide.
Well, go on, go on.
Captain, how soon could we get word to the Navy to start a search for that sub? My hunch about that guy Thorson escaping gets stronger every minute. No trickier foe ever lived.
Well, maybe we can leave this mop-up detail in charge of Sergeant Mullins and return to the cruiser at once. They'll be looking for a report from us pretty pronto now after that explosion. Surprised they haven't sent someone after us for information by now.
I'd be glad to take over, Captain. I got two prisoners down there too, sir.
Well, see if you can pick up some more and take the men back to the beach.
Yes, sir.
When you've finished, I'll send the boats over for you. Now make sure everything of use on this place is destroyed.
Yes, sir.
See you later. Come on, Jim.
Right.
The rest of you fall out. Hard ball. Come on, boys. Fall out.
After Jim and Captain Swain made a complete report to Commander Durkin aboard the cruiser, he decides to follow along on Jim's theory that Thorson could have gotten away.
Well, gentlemen, I think congratulations are in order all around. Jim, you and Captain Swain have earned the gratitude of an entire nation. Too bad the story can't be told.
Well, how about Sergeant Mullins? He did a great job, sir.
Oh, he'd be mentioned in the department reports. I think the public would like to know the story, too, but you realize we can't give out such information. It would be too valuable to the enemy. Let them guess for a while. Captain Swain, your men are completing destruction of any other property they find on the island?
Yes, sir, everything.
And the next job is to find that sub.
Yes, sir?
Come in. Draft up the following order.
Yes, sir.
To Captain Drake, aircraft carrier, Hazleton. Have two flight squadrons take off at once to patrol area number 15 to 22 on map PA-30. Suspect foreign sub in that area. Objective to capture rather than destroy it. Important information and head of spy ring may be aboard. Signed by me.
Are they far away, Captain?
Just over the horizon, that's all.
Anything else, sir?
Yes. Get me Lieutenant Jones on the phone.
At once, sir.
Couldn't we use our reconnaissance planes, too, sir?
Yes, and here's the job for the PT boats, too. Hello?
Lieutenant Jones reporting, sir.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones. Pull over your PT boats at once and prepare to take one passenger. Load half-strength depth charges. You'll get further instruction from here, and Hazleton planes will radio.
Yes, sir.
10 minutes to that for you?
Would be ample, sir.
All right. Pick up your passenger ready at the starboard side. That's all. Now, Jim, how would you like to ride a patrol torpedo boat?
I've wanted to ever since I first heard of them, Captain.
Well, I think you should be in at the kill if we find that sub, whether this Thorson is aboard or not. If it's there, the planes will spot it, and when they do, the PT boat will bring it up to the top mighty quickly, you may depend.
May I thank you, sir?
Oh, well, we can dispense with that, I'm sure. We owe you plenty, and all I can say is to a successful chase.
Well, I envy you, Jim, but I'll be riding one of those patrol planes. Maybe we can spot the Iron Pig for you.
Gentlemen, good luck and good hunting.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
On the theory that Thorson may have escaped, squadrons of planes are scouring every square yard of the waters around the island in ever-increasing circles, while Jim prepares to board a bucking Bronco of the waves, a high-powered patrol torpedo boat.
Lieutenant Jones, here's your passenger, Mr. James Bradley. Lieutenant Jones,
how do you do, sir?
The old man said shove off when you're ready. Make for the opposite side of the island, and you'll get further orders via radio on channel 74. So long.
So long, Captain. Yes, sir, Mr. Bradley. Better get into it. You'll need it.
Why, it's just like a flying suit.
Have you ever ridden in one of these before, sir?
No, this is my first voyage.
Well, you'll think you were flying before you're through. Here's a helmet.
Say, this is a football helmet.
You'll need it. Hold on, here we go.
Boy, I'll say you can fly. Put wings on this and we'd take off.
We almost do it without them. Hang on. Here's where we turn.
Holy gas! Almost threw me on my ear.
It's a fucking Bronco, all right. You'll learn to roll with it and outguess it most of the time. We're almost around on the other side of the island now. Where's the entrance to this underground harbor located?
Down beneath that large rock formation with the big V cut in it.
Well, we've headed which way from there? Can't do much except wait till the plane contacts me and we get word from the commander. See if you can raise the cruiser on the radio.
Aye, aye, sir.
It's a set of headphones, Jim. You couldn't hear a speaker above this racket.
Okay.
Lieutenant Jones reporting. PT-48. Any further orders?
No word yet, but one plane has spotted a shadow. He's in area 6-1, north of the island. You might head that way on a chance.
Righto. Signing off. Hear that, Jim?
Every word. You going north?
Now, we can really step on it.
Radio.
Hello? Captain Jones, PT-48. Who is this?
Captain Swain, Patrol 16. Have spotted one sub. Does not answer to any signals. I am 12 miles north of the island, circling and following it. Come on up.
Hold everything. There it is, Bradley. Prepare for depth charge. Set for 100 feet. Ready. Release.
Boy, you can feel those go off.
Think so? You ought to be in that sub. I mean, I'm glad you're not. These are only light ones. Prepare for depth charge. Set for 150 feet. Ready. Release.
How many of those will be needed?
If he doesn't come up soon, it'll be proof that he's never coming up at all.
Submarine to stop it!
What did I tell you? There's your sub, Bradley. What do you want to do with it?
Only one thing. Find Thorson.
Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.